Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries, and we continue to do our devotional from the Suffer Well devotional series, and it's summed up so well in those two words, suffering well. And we today are going to be looking at something very special, and we're going to learn something very special as we read this devotional and we teach on it today. And get ready, everybody. Get ready to be touched and blessed and just to really, really take things to the next level. So I'm going to read this devotional here, and if you're able to, and you're listening here where you have the opportunity to take down some notes, that'd be wonderful. If you're driving or listening where you don't have that opportunity, please listen back later, because this is some important information, and it comes down to three things that we'll be discussing today. So this is titled If Then, and this is the 219th reading in the Suffer Well devotional series. And we start off when we read with a verse in 1 Kings 19:12. If you commune with my still small voice, that's what it says. If you commune with my still small voice, we're going to read Proverbs, which is another word for wisdom, Proverbs 2. You will understand the fear of Yahweh. You will understand what is right and just. Wisdom will enter your heart. Knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. Discretion will guard you. Understanding will save you from the ways of the wicked. Understanding will save you from the immoral woman. You will walk in the ways of righteousness and goodness. You will live in a land and remain in it. The wicked will be cut off from the earth, and the treacherous will be uprooted from the earth. Yes, loved one, all of these things are promised. They are absolute guarantees. They are already done. Do you perceive? Do you want what is freely yours? I said these things are already done. So then what is the key that opens the door so you can walk through to these promises? If. Number one, if you receive my words and treasure, my commands, and turn your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. Number two, if you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding. Number three, if you search for wisdom and understanding as if silver and search for the hidden treasures. I ask these three things of you, and then all I have promised is yours. Receive, cry out, and search. My patterns will not change, and their beauty is in their simplicity. It is as an if-then pattern, loved one. If you do what is commanded, then all that is promised is already yours. Test me, child. Know me. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it should prosper in the thing for which I sent it. Isaiah 55:11. If you, then I, loved one. The then is a guarantee. The only question is if. Wow. I just love these devotionals, and I love what it's talking about and what it's saying. And I'm going to start off my teaching this day with Matthew 7, verse 7 and 8 that says, keep on asking, and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking, and you will find it. Keep on knocking, and the door will be open for you. For everyone who asks receives, everyone who seeks finds, and everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Again, you either believe in the words of our Creator or you don't. That's what it comes down to. And if you believe in these words, this is already granted to you as long as you take that action and you knock, you seek, and you do these three things: receive, cry out, and search. The three keys to open this all up. Receive, cry out, and search. But then some people think, This is a contradiction, because it says in Proverbs 1:28 and 29, when they cry for help, I will not answer. So thoroughly, they anxiously search for me, they will not find me. Well, didn't it just say in Matthew 7:7-8 to keep knocking and I will answer? Well, why does it say here in Proverbs 1:28, when they cry for help, I will not answer? When they search for me, they will not find me. Is that contradiction itself? No, scripture never contradicts itself. It's our own lack of understanding that does. Because it says in Proverbs 1:29, for they hated knowledge and chase, and they choose not to fear Yahweh. You see, you can't just ask with the wrong attitude. You need to ask with the right attitude if you want all of this to work. And the attitude simply comes down to these three things here that we look: receiving, crying out, and searching, or believing, or having faith. And this is what we discuss in these teachings. It's about the attitude that we either have for him or if we don't. So it's not just asking and finding and knocking and the door will be open. It's doing it with the right attitude. He says, I don't want your sacrifices, I want your heart, with the right attitude. He teaches you what love is so you can have the right attitude. Or he says he won't answer. He won't answer. He'll ignore your prayers if you don't do it with the right attitude. Hating his knowledge, not being in awe of our Creator, is not the right attitude. He has offered every single one of us the world's most amazing gift we could ever think of to help us in our lives, the set apart spirit that could be imparted in us. And we could have this most amazing time being in union and fellowship with Yahweh, conquering and doing everything we desire. That's within his love for us. Romans 8:15 says, so you have not received the spirit that makes you fearful slaves. Instead, you received Yahweh's spirit, which has adopted you as his own children. Now we call him Abba Father. That is the spirit we want. That is the heart we need to do it. So if you come to him with the right attitude, and you seek these three things and understand these three things: receive, cry out, and search. As it says, we receive his words and treasure his commands, to turn our ear from to wisdom and apply our heart to his to understanding. That's what he wants us to do. And he gives us this great gift called the set apart spirit to do those things. And then we could understand his commandments. And I tell you this, and I say it again, and I say it all the time. The Holy Spirit, the set-apart spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, will never let a person feel good about living in sin. Will never let somebody feel good about living in disobedience to our Creator's guidelines and instructions. And there are many people today that are in that situation. They feel good about living against his holy word. They actually promote it. And this is a problem, and this is where the enemy gets in, and he messes up the patterns of Yahweh in people's lives. We have to reject that. We have to reject that idea. We must draw close to Yahweh, accept his Holy Spirit, and be convicted when something we're doing against his word happens. Not taking joy in it, not defending it, but be convicted of it. When Yahweh created us, and he created everything, he knew from day one, I am creating this set-apart spirit that I'm going to impart in people, that will help them, that will show them. And we have the choice to let our conviction motivate us to righteousness, or to ignore that and take joy in our disobedience and continue to listen to our flesh. And this battle that continues to go on, it goes on for us to make that wrong choice or that right choice. That's the battle that's going on consistently. It's a spiritual battle. It's a spiritual battle. If we only paid as much attention to the spiritual side of things that we pay attention to the news and the media with all these other things that are going on today, the whole thing would be different. We need to put our trust in Yeshua. We need to put our trust in him, because it all begins with receiving this gift that he's giving us. And when we put our trust in him, we're receiving what he's given us, this set-apart spirit, this Holy Spirit. And this is what people are missing. Knock, and I will open. Seek, and you shall find. If you receive and you receive by trusting. 1 Corinthians 12:13 says, for by one spirit are we all baptized into the body. No matter who we are, we will be bound or free. We have all been made to drink into one spirit. Ephesians 1:13 and 14 says, when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and when you believed in him, you were also sealed with the promise of the Holy Spirit. He is the down payment of our inheritance for the redemption of the possession, the praise of his glory. And we have this, the helper, the comforter, the healer. We receive it. This is the first step and the first key. And it comes with trusting. John 14, verses 15 to 17 says, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, keep my commandments. I will ask the Father to give you another helper to be with you always. He is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor recognizes him. But you recognize him because he lives with you and will be in you. The receiving of this Spirit, it's a beautiful thing. Receiving it, trusting it, believing it. John 14, 26, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you everything that I have told you. That's why I tell people the Holy Spirit will never make us feel good about living against his guidelines and instructions, because his commandments and the Holy Spirit go hand in hand with each other. They don't work. They're not the antithesis to each other. And if you feel conviction, that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. That means you have this Helper speaking to you. But if you feel no conviction for living in sin, for living against the guidelines and instructions, you don't even call it sin, that's a whole nother story. Romans 8, 28 says, in the same way, the Spirit also joins to help us in our weakness, because we do not know what to pray for as we should, but the Spirit inside him intercedes for us with unspoken groans. This Holy Spirit, this gift gives us the wisdom. Isaiah 11 verse 2 says, and the Spirit of Yahweh shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of Yahweh. This is what we must seek. When it says seek and you shall find, it's the gift. We open it. How do we use this gift? We look and understand the guidance of this gift that he's left us with. Romans 8, 14 says, for all who are led by Yahweh's Spirit are Yahweh's children. Galatians 5, 8 says, but if you are being led by the Spirit, you are not under man's ways. You are not under this system of man. And you are not under the traditions of man. And you're not even under, you don't even need the laws of the land, because you already rise above them. You already find yourself living according to them. You don't need to know, have some law to tell you what right or wrong is, because you already know it. You're living it. It's a beautiful thing. The only people that need to stop sign are the people that aren't stopping when they should be stopping. Do we get that? And he puts us and imparts us this great gift to show us right from wrong. And we know this. And we confirm it in his word. That's why it's so important to read his word, to confirm these different things. He's living inside those who believe. 1 Corinthians 3, 16 and 17 says, do you not know that you are Yahweh's temple and that Yahweh's Spirit lives in you? If somebody destroys Yahweh's temple, Yahweh will destroy him. For Yahweh's temple is holy, which is what you are. 1 Corinthians 6, 19 says, the temple of the set apart Spirit which is in you, which you have, is not your own. You know, so we understand this, we receive this. So that's where it begins with, is receiving. So we receive this wonderful, wonderful gift that teaches us love, that teaches us everything we know. And then we see that, and we receive that, then we must understand about obedience. Because we have this obedience. Because that's what the set-apart Spirit drives us to. It drives us to obedience to our Creator. That's what it drives us to. And that's when we understand what it means when it says in Isaiah 1:19, if you're willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. If. 1 Peter 1:14 says, as an obedient children, you do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance. That's where that transformation takes place and that heart is circumcised. That's it. It says in Joshua 1:7, be strong and very courageous and be careful to obey all the Torah my servant Moses gave you and do not turn from it to the right or left. Then you may succeed in wherever you go. As you receive and you understand a call of obedience. It says in Romans 5:19, for as by one man's disobedience, the many were made sinners. So by one man's obedience, the many will be made righteous. Hallelujah. Obedience and love go hand in hand. We love because he first loved us. It says in John 14:23, Yeshua answered and said to him, whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and he will come to him and make him dwelling in him. 1 Corinthians 15:58 says, therefore, my beloved brothers, be firm and steadfast, always fully devoted to the work of Yahweh, knowing that Yahweh in your labor is not in vain. Be careful to observe my commandments, for I am Yahweh, Leviticus 22:31. That is not a message you're hearing today in the church, but that is a message you see in the Bible. That is the message that the Holy Spirit brings when he imparts in us. Be careful to obey my commandments. To seek and you shall find. If you want me to answer, be obedient to my instructions. I can only work in your life if you're going to do the work that I want you to do. John 14:21, whoever has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them. Hallelujah. The joy of obedience. The joy of obedience. That's what we need to receive and understand. We don't have this sadness that comes around in all these places today of people that don't have the Rahadak Kodesh to give them the understanding that we must be obedient to our Creator's words. Deuteronomy 5:33 says, but following exactly the way Yahweh your Elohim commanded that you may live and prosper and may have a long life in a land which you are about to possess. Romans 12:1 says, therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of Yahweh's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, pleasing to Yahweh. This is your true proper worship. Romans 15:32, so I may come to you with joy by Yahweh's will and your company will be refreshed. Oh, Psalms 119, 47 and 48 is the heart we need, the heart of joy that says, for I delight in your commands because I love them. I reach out for your commands, which I love, that I may meditate on your decrees. Receiving, receiving, and receiving. Hebrews 12:2. Fixing our eyes on Yeshua, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, for the joy set before him to the endured ones on the cross, scorning at its shame, and sat down at the right hand in the throne of Yahweh. We all need to understand about the consequences of disobedience. The consequences when we make that choice not to listen to him, of what happens to that. When we trust his ways and his plan, his guidelines and his instructions. We understand when it says in 1 Samuel 15:22, it is better to obey is better than sacrifice. And to listen is better than the fat of lambs. John 7:17 says, if anyone's will is to do Yahweh's will, he will know whether the teaching is from Yahweh or whether I am speaking on my own authority. That's it. Receiving the Radah Kodesh, the set apart Holy Spirit, and being obedient to our Creator's words. These are the keys that we must get. These are the keys we must learn. That's what we must get. It's so important. It says in Philippians 2:8, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on the cross. And when Job says, I esteem the word of his mouth more than my necessary food, it's a beautiful thing. And then we look at another key is crying out for discernment and lifting up our voice for understanding. Being so emotionally connected to Yahweh and so much in love with him that we will cry for these things. When somebody's brought to tears, it's a whole nother story. When a loved one passes away, we cry. We cry for them. And as we're innocent little children, we cry for everything. But then when we get older and distracted by the enemy and by life, we don't cry as much. But when we lose something close to us, we cry. We need to be that close in our emotional state to Yahweh that we would cry for him. And we would cry with tears of joy and also tears of sadness and have every single emotion when it's connecting to what he wants us to. And we need to cry for discernment. We need to cry for Yahweh and for what happened. And we understand, just like a parent will take their children and wipe away those tears. Yahweh does that for us. It says in Revelations 21, he will wipe away every tear from our eyes. Every tear from our eyes. It's a beautiful thing. But it says in Psalms 107:19, they cried to Yahweh in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. You know why he saved them? They cried to him, and they saved him, and he saved them. They cried. They came to him with their hearts, their emotions. They didn't just come to him. They cried. They realized this is, we need to come to him. It says in Psalms 34:17, the righteous cry out, and Yahweh hears them and delivers them from all their troubles. The righteous cry out. In Psalms 107, verse 6 says, they cried to him in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distresses. We need to understand this, because Yahweh cares for us so much. We need to trust him, and he'll take care of us. We need to understand he's our refuge. We need to understand what he's given us. Even Yeshua himself understood what the Father did and wept. And we understand the connection of these tears. We must cry out for him. Psalms 145:19 says he will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He will hear their cry and he will save them. Psalms 10:17 says, Yahweh knows the hopes of the helpless. Surely you will hear their cries and he will comfort them. He hears. Psalms 34:15, the eyes of Yahweh watch over those who do right. Do right. His eyes are open to their cries for help. That's it. In Psalms 34, I love Psalms 34. In my desperation, I prayed, and Yahweh listened, and he saved me from all my troubles. From all my troubles. Remember, weeping at night leads to joy in the morning. Hallelujah. I sought Yahweh, and he answered me, and he delivered me from all my fears. Hallelujah. We cry out to him for wisdom. We cry out to him early in the morning. We seek him. We seek him. Early in the morning, we seek him. It said in Psalms 143, let the morning bring the word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go for you to entrust my life. Hallelujah. Psalms 94, satisfy us in the morning with your loyal love. Then we will shout for joy and be happy in our days. Psalms 5:3, in the morning, O Yahweh, hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my needs in front of you, and I wait. And Psalms 119:147, I rise before the dawn, and I cry for help. I have put my hope in you. Hallelujah. Psalms 57:7-10 says, my heart, O Yahweh, is steadfast. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and make music. Awake, my soul, awake. Harp and lyre, I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, Yahweh, among all the nations. I will sing among you, among the peoples. For great is your love, reaching the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches the skies. We need to search, to seek, to open that gift that he's given us. It's a beautiful thing. Psalms 86:11-12 says, teach me your way, O Yahweh, that I may rely on your faithfulness. Give me an undivided heart that I may fear your name. I will praise you, Yahweh, with all my heart. I will glorify your name forever. Forever. Lead me in the path of your commandments, for I delight in them. Psalms 119:35. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Yahweh protects us. He wants us. And we must give Yahweh thanks in all circumstances because he's at work in our lives. Thessalonians 5:16-18 says, rejoice always and pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of Yahweh and Yeshua Messiah is for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then that number three is seeking him. Continue to seek for wisdom. Remember, receive, cry out, and search. These are the three things we must do. And we must seek for him and never stop seeking. Never stop seeking. Never stop knocking. That's what it says. Never stop. James 1:5. If any of you lack wisdom, you should ask Yahweh, who gives generously to all who find fault, and it will be given to you. Proverbs 4, verses 6 and 7 says, do not forsake wisdom, and she will protect you. Love her. She will watch over you. The beginning of wisdom is this. Great wisdom through at all costs you have given. Get understanding. We must seek the wisdom of Yahweh and trust in him and his ways. We must knock with the right heart and the right attitude and never let up and continue to knock and continue to search and continue to find and trust in him. That's what being set apart is all about. That's how we become set apart. We trust in him. He gives us the strength to keep moving. He gives us the place of refuge, a place of safety when we're in distress. He's our strength every day and our salvation. And he guides us through the day and giving us everything we need. Psalms 86, 11 and 12. Teach me your way, Yahweh, that I may rely on your faithfulness. Give me that undivided heart that I may fear your name, and I will praise you, Yahweh, with all my heart. I will glorify your name forever, forever. We can get up and sing praises to him that he's set us apart. Not only has he given us this set apart spirit, but he set us apart to live our lives. And it's a beautiful thing. 1 Peter 2:9 says, but you are not like that. You are a chosen people. You are a royal priest of a holy nation, God's very own possession. As a result, you can show others the goodness of Yahweh, for he has called you out of the darkness into the wonderful light. And his word is a light for our path. Come out of her, my people. Come out of Babylon. Come out of the darkness and let him lighten your path. Psalms 4:3 says, you can be sure of this. Yahweh is set apart, and he has set apart the godly for himself. Yahweh will answer when we call. Yes. He will answer. He will answer when we call. So remember these three things. Remember these three things so we can be conformed not to this world, but to the words of Yeshua, our Messiah. Remember these three things. Receive, cry out, and search. Receive, cry out, and search. It's not difficult. It's a message of simplicity. We get that. We know that. We live that. And we're in the right place. Thank you, Father, for this wonderful day you have made. May we rejoice and be glad in it. And thank you, everybody, for listening today. Please share this with others. Please go to the website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, and let people know that all of the teachings we've done are there. And just thank you, Father, for just imparting these words through me today. All the glory be to you. May it inspire and bless people, and may people go out there and live according to your holy words and enjoy this great gift you've given us in the set-apart Holy Spirit. Until then, everybody, have a blessed day. Yahweh be with you all, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 3341. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
Express my love, everything. something I have inside of me. Lord, I give